Okay, good. Well, Hashem, it's been a while. So I want to thank Jeff Weinberg and the Chevrat Meridian for all the years. This Shiurim. And I'm continue. Mitz Hashem Mati Yerushalayim. We're in the sugya of his Hizbardus. And we're talking about how hard it is sometimes to talk. Not about all kinds of other things. For most people, when it comes to stuff, there's a lot of words. Especially at the beginning, when a person is just starting to get used to his bodhidus, that reality of sitting one-on-one, even though we always are really, but thinking about sitting one-on-one with Kadosh Baruch Hu, that mitzvah often leaves a person without words, the inability to communicate, to speak. And the tzaddikim, of course, all understood that a large part of that difficulty is that it's hard to talk to somebody when you can't see him. And achein atakel mistata, there's nobody who is unseeable as the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and it's hard. But there are many, many other reasons that make communication difficult, not just the invisibility of Hashem is Baruch. It's our own difficulty in being present and so on, many things that we've been talking about. So what we're up to in Eshbach Levon Avsichi, in this Sefer, what we're up to is on page Kuf Mem Dalet on the bottom. I know there's a different edition. These are aces that we find. I think last time you were the one that was still working on the page.
Yeah.
Right. So the we're working on ages. This parak is about ma osim kishein leiv ein diborim. What do we do when the heart is not in it and the diborim are not there? But to this individual's credit, he shows up, which is a huge thing. We can talk about that. Just the fact that he shows up is a huge thing. I mentioned to you, I think I mentioned in the shiur before you were talking that somebody said to me that somebody told me about his friend who had been through a lot of stuff, that his friend told him that's what he would like to have written at 120, and he's my savior. I showed up. Like, that's a big thing. It's a big thing. There are a lot of no-shows. So I showed up. I came. So here's some aces. One of the big questions in Breslov circles is exactly what is the role of Rabbi Nosson's masterpiece, Lakutei Tfilas, when it comes to his bodhidus. Rabbi Nosson's Tfilas, I'm sure all of you have used Rabbi Nosson's Tfilas are, there's nothing like them. It's Olam Haba, it's Gan Eden, it's everything. But they're not our words. They're the Tzaddik's words. They're not our words. So the question has been for all of these years since Rabbi Nachman left the world with this mission of his bodhis, so what do we do when we don't have our own words? Is it okay? Is it good? Is it recommended to use the words of the tzaddikim? Not okay, but say we're not going to use the regular siddur. That's a different avoda. But what about Rabbi Nosson's words? Or other tzaddikim? We have tefillahs from the Chassam Sofer. We have tefillahs from the Ben Ish Chai. There are a lot of tzaddikim. We have tefillahs, but nobody did like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson's unique as tefillahs, but we have tefillahs. So k'shenishal Rabbi Levi Yitzchak al v'shalom, when the rest of her mashpir Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender was asked, Ahim Adam hamagish she'en lo diburim bizman his bardos yuchalaymas at tefillahs or lekutei tefillahs. What if a person is sitting there and he can't talk? There's nothing to say by his bardos. So Should he use Lekutei Tefillos or Rabbi Nosson? V'heishiv shayi b'zeh chiluk adeyes ben chassidei kamay. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said that this is an old discussion by the chassidim. Ach, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak olav shalom amar shahiz bodhidus tzricha lios mehan nekuda hashayeches lelibo. See, the problem with Lekutei Tefillos is that with using Lekutei Tefillos is that Rabbi Nachman wanted, and we know why, that the Hizbodah should be coming from that which is called Hanakuda hashayeches lilibo. That nakuda that's coming from your own heart. Nakuda hashayeches lilibo. You know, it's like if there still is such a thing as, you know, birthday cards or these kind of things. So if you get a birthday card from someone that you really love and really loves you, you get a birthday card like that in an envelope and you're all excited. You open up and the person just was soimach on Hallmark. Like, it's not one extra word, except this is like, dear Yankel. And that was it. And then it's just like some very beautiful flowery thing that some guy or girl thought up, you know, and or copied from somebody in Hallmark, and it's just, and that's it. You'd be very, very hurt. You'd be very disappointed. I thought there's a nekuda hashayeches el halev that was being sent to me, a nekuda hashayeches el halev, and I just got Hallmark. I got regular, you know, standard stuff. Even if somebody would send you a very sweet song, and even if the song is very, very beautiful, it's very, very meaningful and everything, but it's not that person's song. It's somebody else's song. It's somebody else's song. So Rabbi Nachman wanted it should be Nakudas and the Hanakuda Hashayeches Libo. It should be your song. It should be your song. Kmo chayin hitzvich lovam mitoch libo v'nav shushol hamispalo. And this is, of course, something we struggle with all the time in our regular Shachas Menchamar. They're the most beautiful words in the world, but they're not my words. They're great people, much greater than, a million times greater than anything I could understand, but they're not my words. These are Dor HaMelech's words. Beautiful. Anshei Knesset Gedol, they're great words, but they're not my words. Not my words. And that's not what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. Dov Shani Yochel is Kayim K'shem Espalim Tfilas Tum L'Kutei Tfilas. So if you're just, so it's clear that the intention of his bodhis is not to just bring with you every time L'Kutei Tfilas and start to say L'Kutei Tfilas. L'Kutei Tfilas are very, very powerful and to be used regularly, but it's not in place of his bodhis. K'mochen Kosev Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Nachman himself taught in Kuf Nun Vav, B'zeh L'Shani, these are his words. B'tzarach L'chadesh Tamid. The point is L'chadesh Tamid, to be mechadesh. What is it right now in my life? What is it that I'm feeling right now? L'chadesh. What are the chidushim? What are the chidushim of my life? L'chadesh Tamid. L'vakish b'chol pam b'tachnunim v'divei ritzuyim chadashim. Appealing to Hashem and calling to Hashem with new things. U'kshiyesh lo taharas halev. Rabbi Nachman said, when a person has a very pure heart, a very clear heart, azay zaycha l'daba b'chol pam diburim chadashim. And he's zaycha to come up with new words. Every time that he goes for his bodhis, he's able to come up with new words. And the Torah there is the union of Leif Tohar Berali Elokim. And what that means, Leif Tohar Berali Elokim, and the words that come spontaneously to a person instead of the words being contrived and artificial and being worked through, but the words that come spontaneously, the chen. A lot of the chain of a child comes from the fact that the child says things spontaneously. It's not programmed. It's not planning to say something. It wasn't working it through. And the virtual wants us to speak to him like that. Divrei chain. The word tachanunim comes from the word chain. Chain. Words that are filled with chain. The person's authentic self, not something that's artificial, even if it's beautiful. So Levi says, "Achen eitz neflo amal l'misha sofu tamo v'kolu imreipiv." However, as long as you're not using the Kutei Tfilas as a substitute for his bodhis, but if it happens that you're trying his bodhis and you're not getting anywhere, you're not succeeding, then it's a tremendous eitzah. Sheyiftach es his bodhis b'miras l'Kutei Tfilas. And if you see that you're in that hole, then it's a wonderful eitzah to begin by saying some Kutei Tfilas. Because Rabbi Nosson draws you into that world of tefillah, of of speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very, very beautiful way, and not in the words of the Siddur. It draws you in. There are two advantages to this. Your heart can't but open when you start saying it opens the heart. And through that, his oros, you'll be zoicha. In other words, your heart is now being purified and cleansed through Rabbi Nosson's tefillas. You're coming more into that world of lev tahor, of a pure heart, and as a result of the heart opening, you'll be able to close l'kutei tefillas and to continue on your own with your own davening, with your own hisbardos. That's the first thing. Hashniya. Rabbi Nosson, when you say l'kutei tefillas, aside from the fact that it opens the heart, it also trains the mind. It trains a person of how to speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the most remarkable training ground for how to now get to work on your own tefillas. When you see Rabbi Nosson, obviously you have to be very comfortable with the language. So they have now they translated the whole tefillas in English. I mean, there's the 50th gate, that edition, and they're working on, I don't think they're finished. They're working on the tefillas, on a new edition of the tefillas. But you ready? They have the 50th gate, which is very, very good, and it's going to be coming out to Mitzvah Shem. I don't know how long until they're finished, but I know that that it was started around the, I think it was like a year ago, because I spoke at the beginning of that project for the Chavra, so it was like a year ago. But they're working on it. And the Hebrew is not, the Hebrew of Rabbi Nosson is not hard. It's not hard. He intentionally made it hard-sick and straightforward. Nevertheless, for someone who's not, that's not your language, it's not going to be easy. But it's training a person of how to speak to Hashem. And then you use your own words, but the whole style of Rabbi Nosson and the way that Rabbi Nosson structures his tefillas teaches us how to work with our own words. So that's what he says, that the Lashon HaMuflo, the amazing Lashon of Rabbi Nosson, the Seches Ba'adam, it endows a person. It pours onto a person a ruach shel diburim lefnei Hashem, a ruach. It gets into the mood. It gets you into the right place. A ruach of diburim, how to speak to Hashem as well. Him lamedas echlis ba'al Hashem, teaches a Jew how to daven to Hashem. Agam im lo yuchal levati b'svasayim lehotzi imrei shefer mipiv. But even if a person finds that he just can't say anything. He can't say anything. Rak Hashem rachem alai. All he could say is, Hashem have rachmanis on me. Rachem alai. Rafi the Rakhi Ban Shalom. Even if he can't ask Hashem for anything, he just says Hashem over and over again. Ban Shalom. Hashem. Ban Shalom. Zegam Toiv Ma'id. Rabbi Nachman said that is also very good. And this is what he teaches in the Kutei Tinyana. V'amar Shafilo Meni Yochel Adaber Rak Dibur Echad. Even if you can only say one word, say that word and repeat it over and over and over again. Repeat it over and over again. Even if you do this for a couple of days, even if it's for a few days, just one word for a couple of days. It's not in the other edition. Yeah. He says even if you're just repeating that same word for a couple of days, gamzat toiv, that's also good. Via chazak va'amitz, and Rabbi Nachman says you should be strong. V'yarba l'dabra oisad dibra, say the same word. Or words, say the same thing. Pamim ein misma. infinite, whatever it is, over and over. Had Shirachim Lav Hashem is Baruch, and what you'll see, and anybody who tries this will see that it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true that you'll see that if you keep up with that, even if you just say Rabbeinu Shlomo, whatever it is, you repeat, you'll see that what? Ad Shirachim Lav Hashem is Baruch, that Hashem will have Rachmanis on you for all of your efforts. The Yiftach Piv, and he'll open your mouth, the Yuchal of Pharisee Choso, and you'll be able to daven. This is especially true again at the beginning of his bodhis, where it's very, very hard to say over and over and over again. Those are the words of Rabbi Nachman, Lakute Tanyana, Tzadik Vav. So he continues, V'choshu mo'id lahadgish liyakir, says bodhis, and asks me the choshech v'hester. It's very important to emphasize the value, how dear this is to Hashem when a person is struggling with words and still tries to come up with a word or two. When he's in a matzav of choshech and hester, k'shein chiyas v'saris, and he doesn't have any chiyas or any hisaris at all, but he shows up. He shows up. M'neisha'oz ma'hava is bardos ois v'simon al hayos adam botel l'rotzen Hashem. Because the fact that he shows up, even though he can't say anything, the fact that he's there and he wants to is, of course, a tremendous, tremendous simon that he's a person that's botel to Hashem's rots, that's botel to rots in Hashem. Makabel ol malchusai. And he's makabel upon himself, the ol malchus Hashem, to do the right thing. Shrei ein shum sibel l'shevus l'tnei Hashem b'matzav kazeh. What other ways there to explain this person sitting alone with Hashem someplace in this matzav, unless, you know, his plan is to come back and tell the guys, my record of 142 days of his bodhis is still, you know, is I'm top of the chevron, I'm best in the class. I mean, it's some kind of, you know, crazy dumb thing. But if a person otherwise is dumb, what's the tachlis? Like, why is this guy going? Why is he going to sit lifnei Hashem? And one of the greatest and most powerful simanim of there being an honest and real relationship is that you could actually sit without diburim. That's something that is very commonly recommended by therapists with a husband and wife to try just to sit and not say anything and to look at each other. It should be ayin v'ayin. So when the relationship is not strong, that becomes unbearable very quickly. It becomes unbearable. And it's much easier to talk. It's like, so what do you, you know, what do you think about Maishi's Rebokot or something? Or like, what do you say about the, you know, how many people have COVID on the golf course or something? Talk about anything, but just to sit and to look without saying anything, it means a very, very, very big Kabbalah soul of a relationship. It means that I'm a Kabbalah, relationship is important to me. It's important. As long as there's panim upon him. When you stop sitting someplace with somebody, you know, being distracted is nothing. But when you're sitting with somebody, panim upon him, that means a big thing. It's a very, very big thing. It's a very big birur that takes place. It requires a Kabbalah soul that I'm in this relationship. I'm having a hard time. But I want this to work. I want this to happen. I don't have diburim. And I know that it's very important for you that I begin to express myself more, and so on. But I'm here and I'm engaged in this relationship. It's a very big thing. And in certain ways, that's what he's explaining. That in certain ways, that there's a greatness to that. That's even higher than Diburim. In a certain way, it's even higher than Diburim. You're talking to him. He oil of a mile all his brothers. Shabbat Neshamayim, he mlea bechias vagosh as a lay. In a certain way, not being able to speak and being in this like difficult spot, but being there and thinking about yourself sitting with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in such a way of ayin ba'ayin, in certain ways, it's higher than a fabrenta. His bardas is coming with, you know, with a lot of his iris from within and from Hashem. This could be even greater. Kizu matana mishamayim, because the words that we speak are a gift that were helped mishamayim. V'yesh l'shayach l'zez divrei Chazal, tov achas b'tzar mimeya shalei b'tzar. That one good thing that comes with hard work and b'tzar that you have to suffer over, that's difficult, is worth more than 100 shalei b'tzar, which sums up the unbelievable feeling of meaninglessness of our generation that we have. Because the whole tachlis of the time they're living is that nothing should be bitzar. I talk about this a lot. Nothing should be bitzar. Everything should be easy. And there should be no tzar at all. Everything should come easy. Everything should be easy. So there is for sure, like a, you know, I'm not just saying this facetiously, like a Hezbollah's app that you could always take with you, that and someone's advertising, some enterprising fellas out, find yourself having a hard time at Hezbollah's. You know, so there's this app, check us out at so-and-so whatever, and that you can come there, and they have it, there's going to be a new app that you could actually insert it into your throat, and it will imitate your voice. So you now can also be one of the great misbodim of our generation. Act now, and so on. And you just put this little thing, you could hook it up, something over here, and you will be the next, you know, the new Reb Nosson Breslin. You know, it's funny, but so many of the things that I used to laugh about are actually happening. So stay tuned.
The other problem, though, is that this generation needs to have immediate gratification.
Oh, immediate feedback, immediate likes, right? Immediate feedback. This is great. You're doing great. Everything is well. What do you think of me? How do you? How am I? Huh?
It took a while for it to feedback from that.
From what?
For people to follow.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very big. That's people. The whole chias comes from that. So this teaching of Chazal, that one thing that comes with hard work, effort, and even tsar and even anguish, is worth more than the 100 that shalom b'tzar. It's a very deep Torah, and I'm sure that Torah l'havel exists in every culture, because it's a very true and obvious thing. That's Ubalkut Elachis. So in this edition, it's on Kuf Mem Vav. So Rav Nosson writes in Ubalkut Elachis, Mevayr Shaderach Liskas Lachias Lachachma Laseichel Eloki Lekdusha. Rabbi Nosson writes in many, many places, look at the halachas, that the only way for a person to come to a place of shuchias and chachma and seichel eloki and kedusha is by being avod Hashem, going on with your avod Hashem, and you feel none of that, no chias, no seichel eloki, no kedusha, and you keep on pushing. Blechis, even though it's without chias. Blechesek, and you have no cheshek, and even if it's weeks, it's months, it's even if it's years, that's a very beginning of avodin kabbalas al, and at some point it breaks through. V'chein hu b'inyanenu. Another eitza. I mean, they're all closely related. Eitza neflo on a meitzim b'chayim aran. There was one of the Hasidim came to complain to Rabbi Nachman. That he wants to say a few words of his baridus, and he ochel eftach his piv klal, but he can't open his mouth at all. He came to complain to Rabbi Nachman. Heishiv leRabbeinu Zal, so it's brought down in Chaim Aran. Rabbi Nachman answered him. Im kain shoychven atzman begoinchen genicha ahe genicha. Lie down on the floor and howl. Scream. A genich is it? Genuch egonach is it? To scream. Like a shofar. That's what Rabbi Nachman said. Shoichven atzman v'goychen genicha ache genicha. Yitochen shatam le genicha, so he writes, he explains the Mechaber. Yitochen shatam le genicha b'nei shah genicha yibakoshas rachem Hashem is barach. Now, those of you who have learned the Kudam Ran, you know that Rabbi Nachman speaks in many places about krechtsing. these sounds are an expression of cheshek, of ratzon, that Hashem should have rachmanis, that when something is hurting a person very, very, very deeply, something he can't let any, there are no words that can come out from his mouth, this is a krechs or a scream, which is really what the shayfa is all about. The Alter Rebbe writes about in many places. You're talking shatam u'kvishin is bar l'kam b'perek anocha, we're going to have a whole perek up ahead about krechsing, about just krechsing. Shebegnicha v'anocha yishkoch otzum. Rabbi Nachman in many places teaches that these sounds of a krechts, of a shrai, these sounds have tremendous, tremendous power. La hamshich l'odem chiyas, to draw chiyas into a person. Chiyas. I was working out the other day. I work out with this wonderful friend of mine. That's what he does. And you know, a lot of the working out is about breathing, right? It's a lot of it. It's a very big Indian breathing. And so he said, you know, you have to breathe. So you're not breathing deeply enough. I said, no, I'm trying to breathe. He said, no, it has to be so deep that it should be so deep that like it's making a sound when you're drawing it in. It's not just done, but it's like, like it's really like you're pulling in as much as you can, pulling as much as you can. And then also to exhale, you know, as much as you can. It's not, it comes from, from the kishkas to give out a krech is a very, very powerful expression of rotzen. And it has, Rabbi Nachman writes about it in many places, that a krech, breathing, a sound, a scream, has a tremendous power to fight against and to break the chutzpah of the body. The body is a mechutzah. The body doesn't want us to feel anything. The body just wants us to be numb to anything real and not to communicate with the neshama, and just to satisfy is very, very base and shallow tivus. That's what the body wants. So the body is, and the body is a big, big mechutzah. The azas haguf is very strong, chutzpah of the guf. And one of the most powerful ways to break the chutzpah of the guf is by using the guf and reaching into it in a very deep way and using that weapon of breathing, which is how we were created. With breathing, with Hashem's breath, and to reach in. And it's a very powerful tool to fight against the chutzpah, the azas of the guf. It's a very powerful way to break that chevel, that rope that is holding you to the sitracha, to the other side, and to attach a person to the rope of kedusha. Imkein, yitochen shezohu hatam legnicha shekoydem ezabodidus. So this could be one of the reasons why Rabbi Nachman spoke about the effectiveness of when you don't have words, and even if you have, that you should use breathing and krechzing as part of this bardus. Shayoda yiske l'schaber l'Hashem Yisburach. That is a tremendous, tremendous tool in becoming connected to Hashem Yisburach. Well, the first he chosel l'fanif, and to be able to then say words, to be able to speak afterwards. Eitz in the floor, Kosser of Reb Nosson, Alam Latruf. In his letters, we have another Eitz from Reb Nosson. Remember, I once heard, who did I hear this from? I heard it from a great person. I don't remember who the Adam Godel was, but I remember who he was talking about. This Adam Godel was learned in Torah Vadas many years ago. And that's when Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky was Rosh Hashiva. And there was a big staircase, no escalator or elevator. And Rabbi Yaakov already wasn't a young person. And this other Adam Godel, much younger Adam Godel, was at the top of the staircase. And Rabbi Yaakov came up after this whole climb. And after the climb, Rabbi Yaakov gave like a crack. And the Adam Godel felt, you know, it was hard for Rabbi Yaakov, and he said, "Oi, the Rashi was krechzing." And Rabbi Yaakov said, "No, it was nishta krechz." And he said another word in Yiddish. Zifs or Zafts, something, I don't remember, something with a Zion. I don't remember what the word was. And the other, he said, that's what that was. It wasn't a krechs. So Rashid said, what's the, you know, these are like Lamdanim and talking about krechsing. What's the difference between a krechs and a whatever that was, the other thing? He said, a krechs, he says, Zion is a no, gosh, Mr. Kid. But I'm tired. The other thing is saying, Yankov, the Bishon, an alta mensch, you're an old man, when are you going to do tshuva? That's what he said. It's very moving. It's not stomach cracks. A crack could be when you get thrown out at the plate, you know what I mean? You give a crack. But this was, what?
This is a complaint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It comes, it could be also from the goof, right? Very strong from the goof. The other thing, I don't have to find out the word, what that word is in the Yiddish, I don't know. But the other thing is it's a cheshvan. Yeah, of course, it means I'm also tired. It's hard for me to climb, but it comes with it. I'm thinking about something. In Ruchnius, it's not stamba. Magushim dike taina. Like I'm an old man and this is hard for me, but what's going to be with me, really? What's going to be with you? Yeah, so Nelson writes in his letter, the frat, Mahasra b'chol pam. Maybe it's where Chaim Kreisworth said that. I think maybe it was, I heard it from Abraham Kreisworth. I think so. He's also not here anymore. Befat lahaschil b'chol pam l'kayim asha dibarnu al b'chines chashmal. Now, if you learn this from, you're familiar with it, that there are other much older uses of the word chashmal than the guy that you're paying in Eretz Yisrael, a couple hundred shkolim who never did anything to help you. So chashmal means electricity in the modern use of Hebrew. There are some very, very, very big kanaim that refuse to use the word chashmal because they feel that it's a misuse and an abuse of a holy word that comes from the Ma'aseh Merkava, that comes from Tanakh, and it's abusing a holy word that does not mean something physical, electricity. So they'll just say electric. You know, they won't use the word chashmal. You have like in Shuvah, so the Minchas Yitzchak, especially the Hungarian poskim, they don't want to use the word. They will not use the word chashmal. I saw once that maybe one of them was writing to a Svardi and he said, this is the word that is being used in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a shame kedushin. He had to give a whole apology for the tektel electricity. But chashmal is a very, very, very big sugya, very deep inyan. Chashmal. Chash is from the word silent. It means, lachashos means silence. Mal is lemalel, means speaking. Chash, mal. So it's one of those words that has in it, dover vihipucha. It has in it two opposites, make up this word, chash, mal. And it's talking about the angels, the malachim, sometimes chashim, sometimes malalim. Sometimes they're making sounds, other times they're silent. Chash, mal. Shtarchalach alaylach b'zeh. And Rosh says that we've learned about this inyan of chashmal, and sometimes he says, and a person has to live with this inyan of chashmal. Ukvar sipulonu kama me'anshe shlameinu, and already I've heard from a couple of the chassidim shetihilu lekel ha'ilu lehem dvarei ela shedibarti b'zeh, and a couple of chassidim have told me that they found what I said to be helpful to live with this inyan of chashmal. Dainu. What does it mean, chashmal? In Avaida, what does it mean? Dahainu lahaschil lishtoig ulahacharish l'fnei Hashem isbar, to begin in a way of silence before Hashem, v'tshuka gedoyla elav isbar, with a longing, with a great longing to be able to communicate, with a longing to be able to share something, but rachmanis godlo al atzmi, and to have tremendous rachmanis on oneself. Shnis rachakti kolkach, that I'm so far away from Hashem. Ad she eni yedeh klal mehech lahaschol d'abedah. I don't even know where to begin to speak. I don't know how to talk to him. So it's a big rachmanis on me. How did this happen to me? That I can't even find a word to say. The b'chinas ke'ein milu b'lashayni, hein Hashem yodata kula. A milu b'lashayni, like we say by the davening in Shem Kippur, the chazan prepares to start Musa. I don't have any word. I don't know. I can't talk. You know the whole story. I can't talk. Nelamti le'eftach pi. I'm mute. I can't open my mouth. David HaMelech said these things. Nelamti le'eftach pi. So to begin, Rabbi Nosson says that chashmal means to begin it in the way of chash, of silence, with this longing and with this feeling of rachmanis, what's become of me, that I'm so far that I can't say anything, I can't speak. And I feel I've tried so many times to talk to you, and I'm still so far. As each one of us knows ourselves. Hashem is filled with love for us, filled with rachamim. Baal pi rav yochus alecha, and usually, not always, but usually, when you try this, Rabbi Nosson says Hashem will have rachmanis, v'yiftach pe li'ilum kamach, and he'll open your mouth that is so muted. He'll open your mouth. Hashem will press to unmute. No. There's a button that says unmute. I still get mixed up. When is it? You know, when does it mean that it's mute or not? Get mixed up. It's the thing going through it. I think maybe that means it's not Nogeya. It's don't worry about it. You know, that means to mute, unmute. Mamish k'ma yidum ha'peseach l'dav. Hashem will open your mouth, mamish, like a person who wasn't able to speak, and is able to talk. It's a miracle. He's able to talk. He wasn't able to talk. B'sefer Avaneh Barzal Kosev she'echad islanu l'fnei Avnasim she'en lo diburim b'eseis about this. It was a fellow that came to Avnasim complaining that he couldn't come up with any words by his brothers. And Rabbi Nosson go'ar by va'amalai chi'en chayoch alayim rabbanishlo ratev imich zolkman toizent mo rabbanishlo. Well, you couldn't say rabbanishlo ratev imich, rabbanishlo save me, help me. You couldn't say that. As the guy said, I have no diborim to say. Couldn't say rabbanishlo, help me. Zolkman toizent mo rabbanishlo, say rabbanishlo 1,000 times. Say just rabbanishlo 1,000 times. Save me. I'm Elif Pom Rabbi Shalom. Say Rabbi Shalom 1,000 times. Remember, I had a Rebbe in high school. He was a Talmud of Rabbach Be'er. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. His English was very, very weak. We didn't particularly understand Yiddish, but it didn't seem to make a difference as far as, in those years, this is how things went. So I remember, like, when the guys, like, were not paying attention, so, you know, he would give a krechs. He was just like, sometimes he would say, no. He wasn't a disciplinarian. And then he would say, Ay, Rabbeinu Shleilam. Rabbeinu Shleilam. Ay, Rabbeinu Shleilam. But that was not when it was like the worst. When it was the worst, he would say, he would just close his eyes and he would say, Rabbeinu de Kule Alma. Rabbeinu de Kule Alma. Like and that's like when it was like beyond anything. And that's when we mostly stopped like that. When he did that, we felt dead already. Like when he got to the Aramaic, and we said, "Oh, no, it's just like it's getting very deep." This Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Tukuli Alma, you know, it was like his mama lashon to say Rabbeinu Tukuli Alma. The way he said it was with a certain masikas and sadness, like what happened, like how they end up with these idiots in America. Like I was sitting by the feet of tzaddikim, I ended up with these guys that were spitballs, and long hair, and like drawing pictures on the Gemara. Like, how did this happen to me? Rabbeinu de Kulei Alma. Rabbeinu de Kulei Alma. I apologized to him before he was nifta. He didn't seem to understand what I was apologizing for. I tried to tell him it was a bad situation. I didn't tell him everything, but it was bad. We didn't appreciate it. What we do to find Jews like this nowadays, how many of them are left at all? Who's left? Come out, nothing left of that world. Yeah, used to smoke a cigar the whole time. Talking about a cigar, he always had a cigar, and it was always like this haze. It was like a cloud. We were and I was in, he was, I was in the shir for a long time, and he, and it was always like a cloud. It was a cloud in the clouds. We're breathing that stuff for years. What I would do just to have a few, just to see him a little bit. I don't know. So he says, to say Rabbi Shalom, you can say 1,000 times. Say 1,000 times Rabbi Shalom. So listen to this now. Somebody was saying to him, listen, that so-and-so, this guy, Maisha, whatever, Maisha Kapaya, he knows 1,000 blat Gemara by heart. That's big. Even back then, that's a big thing. The guy knows 1,000 blat Gemara by heart. And they were telling Reb Nosson, do you know so-and-so? He knows 1,000 blat Gemara by heart. So, Omer Reb Nosson, he says, Isaac and Toysen Molzogin of Bereshlom. Forget about that guy. That's forget about this guy that was 1,000 blat Gemara by heart. Oizer, this other guy, Reb Oizer, he says Reb Oizer 1,000 times. This other Jew, Oizer, Yochalema Elif Pamim Reb Oizer, he's able to say Reb Oizer 1,000 times. So, who's this Oizer? And his name, Oizer, Hashem Heya Oizer. So he says, Rabbi Oizer, Haya Talmud Muvik Shobi Nasan. This Oizer was a big Talmud of Reb Nasan. Haya Gam Lamdan Godly. He was also a big Lamdan. He knew how to learn. He's a big Lamdan. Oivet Hashem Muflug Ma'oi, but he's a big Oivet Hashem. Oivet Hashem B'Mesius Nefesh B'Labaseish. He was serving Hashem like a fire. Labaseish. But all of Omer Rebbe Nosson is Dvarav. This is the Oizer that Rebbe Nosson was talking about. This Oizer. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Hoisef Lavor. So Rebbe Levi Yitzchak explained. Shabbi Oizer Hayat Tzadik V'Lamdan. The greatness of Oizer, of this Rebbe Oizer, is that he was both a tzaddik and a lamdan, not just a lamdan. He was a tzaddik and a lamdan. Ladas elav dape gemara is a davar gonna ma'ay. No one would disagree that to know 1,000 black gemara by heart is a huge thing. The mishudei some bamas, if you really know the 1,000 blat, not just that you attended the daf yomishir, you really know 1,000 blat, it's a big thing. Avil elav dape gemara im elav pamim rebbein shalom. Reb Nosson wasn't saying that 1,000 black gemara is nothing. Chas v'chalil. Reb Nosson was a huge lamdan himself. He wasn't saying that. He was saying, I guess he was sort of saying that this yid that you're talking about is a lamdan, but he's not a rabbeizer. Rabbeizer knows 1,000 black gemara, but every gemara that he learns, it's together with all Reb Nosson. It's together with Reb Nosson. Which is what the gemara says. Which is the gemara says. Which the Tani brings. She brings down here in a minute. That's it. Is that Inyan Achel Gamer? Is that Inyan Achel Gamer? This is altogether different than 1,000 blood with 1,000 times Rabbi Shalom. That koyach of being a Jew of his brothers, that even when you don't have any words to say Rabbi Shalom, he said, Isaac can say Rabbi Shalom 1,000 times. Yeah, he's such a person that he'll keep on working at it. He doesn't give up. That was the chesivus that he was saying about Rabbi Zeh. The Tani brings this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in the Gemara there in Chagiga. Omrele by Hei Hei Lehillel, Mai Dechsi V'Shafim Reisim Ben Tzadik LeRosh Ben Oiv Lekim LaShalei Avdo. The pasuk says, you want to see the difference between an Oiv Lekim and a Shalei Avdo. Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oiv Lekim, Hainu Rosha, Hainu a Shalei Avdo. Omrele. So what's the difference? A tzaddik is not over lakim, and a rosh is a person that's not over lakim. So he says, Amalei, Avdai v'loy avdo tarvayi tzaddik egmurin. He says, no. Avdai and loy avdo are talking about two tzaddikim. We're not talking about tzaddik and a rosh. Pasuk is not talking about one guy is not over lakim, the other guy is a rosh that's not over lakim. We're talking about two avdai lakim. Or not two, two tzaddikim. What's the difference? The difference is, we've spoken this many times over the years, that you can't compare a person who learns the Gemara, who reviews the Gemara 100 times, to a person who's reviewed it 101 times. Well, Pirush Baal Shem Tov, what does that mean? And the Doimah Halaymet Afilu Meir Pamim. Now, the pshat that the Tanya is talking about is going beyond oneself, because the Tanya explains that in those days when the Torah was Torah Shebaal Peh, the conventional amount of times to review one's learning was 100. To peer review 100 times. That was conventional. And you can't compare a person who goes the 101st time to somebody who did it 100 times. Who goes the extra mile, I guess we would say nowadays. You can't compare. Two different people. And the marshal, of course, is that, let's say you gave marshal the horse, will take you from town, from one village to the next village, and for 10 rubles. Fine, that's the charge to go from this village to that village. And then the guy asks, what if I have to go is a half a kilometer outside the second, that village, half a kilometer, that's already 20 rubles, double. So the guy asks, why is that 20? It's only a little bit more. It should be just another ruble. Why is it 20? It's not double the distance, but the charge is double. So the answer is that this horse, its whole life, is only going from this step to that step. And if I'm going to push this horse, if I'm going to get this horse to go another kilometer, it's killing the horse. Like, it's hard for the horse. Because even good things, if you get into the habit and you're used to it, so it's not that much of an accomplishment like we were talking about before. Echad bitzar. So the Baal Shem Tov taught something else much deeper over here than the Pshat. He taught, what does it mean? You can't compare a person, any dam shana pirka mea pamim, the shana pirka mea pamim, the echad. Ve'echad. So the ve'echad here, the Baal Shem Tov taught, means you can't compare a Jew who learns 100 times to a Jew who learns 100 times, but when he learns 100 times, he's learning together with echad, yachad, miyuchad, hachashbar. They're two different Jews. This guy learns 1,000 times, but it's not with Hashem. This guy learns a few times, but it's always with Hashem. He's conscious of Hashem's presence. You have a guy that's learning his whole life. The only thing he doesn't have with him when he's learning is the Baruch Shalom. It's not with him when he's learning. There's no Echad with him. There's no Hashem Echad when he's learning. And you have another Jew that he learns, and it's always with the Echad. It's always with Hashem. When he learns, he's shining together with Hashem. He learns together with Hashem. He's thinking about Hashem. It's the Shem Hashem. It's with that rotzen of connecting to Hashem. Hanimse v'shoyer v'soich limuda. She'oz limuda l'shma v'kushim alufu sh'loilam. Because that means that the learning, that this is talking about a person who's learning together with Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's connected to alufu sh'loilam. Ki af al pi. So that's what Rabbi Nosson was saying about this Rabbi Isa. That Rabbi Isa, the fellow you're talking about, that he learned, he knows 1,000 blot by heart. He doesn't learn with Echad. I know the guy. He's not learning with Echad. Rabbi Isa learns together with Rabbi Isa. And it doesn't mean the whole time he's saying when he's learning Rabbi Isa. It means that he's an Oved Elokim. And now, Eved Elokim is somebody that doesn't let up. So even if he has to repeat 1,000 times, Rabbanu Shalom, until he gets back into that connection, he won't give up. That's called an Eved Elokim. That's called Nechshav Leim. That's an Eved Elokim. That's already called an Eved Elokim. And that was the greatness. That was the greatness of this Rabbi Isa. If you're talking to Bishuach Shalom Harnat. So Rabbi Nosson, Yesh Lavin is Godless Dekus for Rabbi Isa, Shay Gamke, Shayesh Lodim is Service, whom a Suga Laksa, Isum Tabus, Kama Pamam, Abuvada, Yesh Guladover. Rabbi Isa Chazaz Elef Pamam, Liskas the Zay, talking Stay Sebus. How could this Rabbi Isa go 1,000 times to say Rabbi Isa? 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 1,000 times without Gvul? So he says, how could this be? So he says, Achas, Shu Botel Batachas, a bitl divre Rabbeinu, because Rabbi Isa was completely bottled to what Rabbi Nachman said. That even if you could only say Rabbanu Shalom, that's also good. That's also good. So he believed that. So he said to do this, and then eventually Hashem will help, so he did it. The only way that a person can go on and say 1,000 times Rabbanu Shalom is because he's not settling. He's just unsettled. His heart is not quiet. He's not ready to, he will not give in. Ad shekoyre l'Hashem Zbarach elef pam. Zuma drega atzuma shalev haboyer belabes eish l'Hashem. And this was this Rabbi Eizer. He had a heart that was on fire by Hashem. Rabbi Eizer hayu shtei asibos. That was the great compliment that Rabbi Nelson paid to this tzaddik, Rabbi Eizer. Okay, 1,000 is a beginning. Try at least to start with a couple of times. This is for sure also very, very good. At least start with a couple of times. All right, to be continued, Mr. Hashem.